We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Derek Shelton in his first year joins us here on The Fan. Skip, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so first off, what's it been like? I mean, this whole month and a half it's been, I guess, you've had a chance to maybe catch your breath or drink it from a fire hose at the same time, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I think once we got the staff together, it was a little chance to sit back and breathe a little bit. That was, you know, probably the biggest component besides starting to build relationships with players. But once we got that done and then we got the staff together in Bradenton last week, so it's good.
So I think Pirate fans are asking, and we can discuss this coming up here a little bit later on, what's the direction? Or is it still kind of a wait and see? Because I know you mentioned something to Jason Mackey, the PG of the phases that Ben has, you know, of going through his process. And this is sort of the evaluation process. And fans are saying, well, wait, they haven't done this or that or anything else. You're still in the evaluation phase, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I understand when fans talk about it, but I think it's very important, and I think their expectation should be too for us to make sure that we do evaluate our guys. And you know, we've just seen our guys on video and talk to them, but for this coaching staff, we have to kind of get, you know, on the ground with them in spring training and see how they are. And I think the one, you know, thing that we can't discount is there's some good players here. You know, and we got a good young core, and that's exciting to me.
Coming up next with Derek Shelton, new threads. We'll talk about that coming up.
Digging those.
Fired up about that. And I guess what's your idea of a good clubhouse? Because it clearly wasn't in 2019. How do you make sure some of the things that happened in 19 don't manifest in 2020? Derek, we were just talking a break. The game is just moving so fast, and you know, doing some reading, and you know, you hear the quantitative analysts in the game, and they mention that, you know, if you're playing money ball, you're getting your butt handed to you. That's an old way of thinking. And now, I mean, where is the game? What's the cutting edge thing? Is it a biomechanical sort of bent that everybody has to look at things? It's really fascinating how the technology and the science has just kind of infiltrated this game, and I don't want to say strangled it, but it's made your job interesting.
Well, yeah, I think it's made all coaches' jobs interesting. I think the one thing that's important for any person in any workspace is the ability to learn and grow, and I think as coaches we have to continue to do that with the way the game is changing and transforming. But I think the big thing about it is its use of information, and regardless of what business you're in, you need to use the best information possible, and it's just our game is changing that there is more information available, and then we have to kind of, you know, dilute it, for lack of a better word, to make sure that what we get to the players is the most important thing.
As a coach, you're also dealing with players that have individual coaches.
Yeah.
You know, they go to the off season, right, and they have this guy, that guy, this person, that person. They're using this information. How do you keep it all together?
Well, I think it comes down to communication. In, you know, in this specific field, whether it's in the pitching group or it's in the hitting group or whoever they go to, and being able to communicate not only with the player but also with the instructor. And I think coaches in today's game have to realize that, you know, they're not the only ones that have their hands on the players, and so they have to be open to different discussions, just like the player has to be open to, you know, what each coach has to offer.
So any idea what the next thing is? Is it going to be weighted balls in a factory in Washington? Is it? I mean, because think about it. 5 years ago, we would have scoffed at that. Wait a second. You're going to throw heavy bags and baseballs up against a brick wall, essentially. And I'm talking about a facility, and real seam heads know they're talking. It's called driveline baseball. But now you have some sectors of the game that swear by it, but other people say no way. I mean, there's so many people pulling in so many different directions to try to get an edge is my point.
Right, and I think the one thing that we have to identify as coaches and as organizations, we have to identify individually for each player what works. And, you know, players have to be open, and I think players are probably more open than they've ever been to using different modalities. But we have to be very smart about how things work and how they go and what's going to do it.
Because you can't just go with a trend and which way the wind blows, because that could be dangerous. Once you, let's go down this rabbit hole, let's go down that rabbit hole, and then all of a sudden you have no identity or no structure to an organizational philosophy.
Right, and that organizational philosophy to some extent is going to be a little fluid, because the game is changing and technology is changing, so you have to be able to adapt and adjust. But again, it comes down to what's going to work for the individual player.
So as you kind of wrap your arms around what you've got here, overall, what do you think works with your team? Do you have a feel as to the personalities inside your clubhouse, and do you have a pretty good grasp on things?
I think I'm working towards that grasp, and I honestly, I don't think I'm fully going to have that grasp until I spend, you know, time with them. Mm-hmm. I've talked to all of them on the phone. I continue to text with them, but until we get, you know, down in Bradenton and get on the field and are able to interact with each other, I'll have a better feel. I think the one thing that is exciting about this group is when you talk to them, they're a pretty close-knit group together. And, you know, there's definitely some bonds that are pretty strong. And when you have things like that, it makes it easier when you're building relationships.
So relationships are great. The bond is strong. Do you have enough leaders in there to weather storms maybe a little bit better than they did in 2019?
Yeah, well, I think specifically to 2019, number one, I wasn't here, sure. So it's not fair to comment on. And I think it's my job and our coaching staff's job to build relationships and build trust within our group so we avoid situations. And I think one of the things that we'll do at the beginning, at the onset of the season in spring training, is probably over communicate, and we're going to take feedback, and we're going to talk to guys, but building those relationships and building that trust is going to be the foundation for how it's all going.
Who do you see as maybe natural leaders or somebody that could take this team forward? Anybody that kind of jumps out at you, Derek?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's a few guys, and I don't know if it's even fair to comment on, just because of the fact it's kind of an initial assessment.
Sure, understood.
And, you know, talking to some of the other players, you can see who they kind of look to or who they feed to, or when you ask them questions about situations or how we want to do things, and they kind of defer to some of their teammates. So I think I have, you know, a general assessment of that, but I'd like to see before, you know, you actually talk about it, how it plays out.
Yep, no doubt. As Derek Shelton is with us here live at Pirate Fest 2020. Objectives here moving forward after this weekend, Monday, what's on your agenda?
Well, Monday I'll still be here. Tuesday I'll still be here. I have a couple other events that I need to do in the community.
Sure.
And Ben and I have a couple meetings that we need to have. But after that, get back to Florida. You know, I live about 30 minutes from Bradenton, so it's an easy. So I'll be down there a couple times. And then, you know, we're only 2 weeks away or from starting. And, you know, I know we'll have guys starting to get down there the first week of February. So the sooner we get down there, the better it's going to be, and the more exciting it's going to be.
Yeah, what's on the list? What do you have going on?
Just specifically?
Yeah.
No, nothing specific. I mean, spring training's got to get finalized. Donnie's working on spring training, and
yep.
You know, we need to get that schedule completely done, and I think we're really close, and he's done a really good job with it. But that would be the first thing.
Catching position, Luke Maley, what do you know about him? Did you cross?
Yeah, we've crossed a lot.
I was going to say in Toronto, so that.
No, we crossed in Tampa, too.
Oh, okay.
I've known Luke for a long time. Good kid, really can catch. So, yeah, excited that we were able to add him on, but, yeah, I've known him for a long time.
What are Pirate fans not looking at when they dive into some of Luke's numbers, and where is his value?
Well, his value is the way he catches, the way he handles the pitching staff, his ability to take information in, to call a game. He's an elite framer, which is something that, you know, I think organizationally we feel very strong on with the catching group we have of being able to to catch the ball, catch strikes, put the ball in the strike zone. So you're going to see a lot of good things out of him that way.
He's going to be important to our success, isn't he?
Yeah, I think any time you have catchers, they're important to your success. I know I'm a little biased because I did catch, but I think catchers are vital because of the fact that pitchers are really vital. And then when you have good catchers, it really just kind of emphasizes that.
Yeah, and everything kind of just runs through them.
Yeah, exactly.
Derek Shelton with us, Pirates manager, Pirate Fest 2020. You know, Starling Marte, obviously, his name is floating out there. I'm assuming you assume that you're a better team with him as your center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's a common question that gets asked, and, you know, and I think the thing that's most important is we're going to go with the guys we have. And, you know, as of right now, you know, he's on our club just like there's other guys on our club, and we're planning on starting spring training with him. And that's how we'll be.
Yep, no doubt. Looking at one guy that we'll see how he develops and what the how the circumstances work out, but have you had a chance to put eyes on Ke'Bryan Hayes? I mean, probably not in person, but just on film and everything that you've dug into defensively. You know, I'll be talking a little bit later to some other people about him. I just want to kind of wrap up exactly how special he can be as a defender.
As a defender, he's extremely special, yeah. And that's coming off not only talking to people, but, you know, watching him on video. Had a chance to be on in a caravan event with him one day. He's a really impressive young kid, just the way he handles himself. Very smart. You know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. It's very obvious. So I'm excited to watch him play. You know, anytime you get a person of that caliber, and especially that caliber defender, I'm excited to get in spring training and watch him.
As far as bullpen is concerned, I know you're probably working with Ben to try to kind of figure out how everything is going to shake out as far as depth is concerned, and you'll be putting a plan in that might be fluid through spring training. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's definitely fair to say. I think it goes with especially with our bullpen, but with all groups, it's more watching them. You know, I've seen the things they do on video. We've talked about, you know, their general metrics of how they pitch, but watching them throw. You know, there's some good arms, especially at the back end of the bullpen, that I'm excited to see in person.
So as you work with Ben Cherington over the last 8 weeks or so, or however long it's been, what's your big takeaway with how things have gone in the day-to-day with Ben?
Well, number one, he's really smart, you know, and number two, he's a really good listener. And I think, you know, those are probably some of his greatest strengths, and he makes really smart decisions. And, you know, I think you said earlier we haven't done, you know, anything outwardly. There's been a lot of work that's been done internally, and there's a lot of work that not only needs to happen at the major league level, but, you know, in our scouting department and our development. And those are the things that we're working on a daily basis. But, you know, we are talking about a guy that's led a team to a World Series and has rebuilt development situations. So he's the right man to be at the helm of this. And confidently I can say there's a lot of stuff that is going on that maybe it doesn't outwardly look, you know, as much because they're not big splash things, but it's been a good off season.
Could you give me an example?
Nah, I could, but I won't.
Okay, well, I'm just
I think just being, you know, we were last week in Bradenton, and we had the staff, but not only was Ben down there doing that, but we had amateur scouts, and we had a hitting camp going on in the minor leagues development wise. So when you're building an organization and you're trying to supplement a major league club, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And I think one of the things that Ben kind of lives and dies by is we're going to get better every day. And we're going to try to make our major league club better, not only for 2020, but for 2021, 22. I mean, we want to be a sustainable organization. And in that, you know, at times can take time in different areas. And I think he's doing a good job in focusing on that.
It's going to be fun to watch how it all unfolds and how the climb progresses, because it's, I think, a pretty exciting time. Derek, would you agree to be a Pirate fan to kind of see how this all blossoms and evolves? Everything that you're talking about, it's going to come out eventually.
Yeah, very much so, and I think it is. I mean, it's going to go, and we're exciting. So very excited about to be here at this time, to build it, to let it grow, and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Derek.
Thank you.
Great meeting you, and continued success here down the stretch. We'll be catching up soon.
All right. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. There he is. That's Derek Shelton, the new Pirates manager.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.